Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The goals of the United States in the Middle East include the security of Israel, a de-escalation of the conflict between Israel and Iran, a return of the hostages seized by Hamas in their terrorist attack on Israel October 7th, and a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas so that humanitarian assistance can flow more freely to the suffering people in Gaza. The last goals, the return of the hostages and a ceasefire allowing for a much-needed increase of humanitarian aid to Gaza, seem tragically distant after Hamas once again refused to agree to a proposal hammered out by U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari mediators. At a press briefing, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller called Hamas the impediment to the deal, despite the fact, he observed, that it would achieve much of the things that Hamas leaders have publicly claimed in repeated statements that they are trying to achieve. Spokesperson Miller said the newest proposal that went from the United States and Egypt and Qatar to Israel to Hamas was incredibly significant. He noted, too, that Israel moved in a significant way in submitting that proposal, but Hamas rejected it.
And if they did accept it, it would allow for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza of at least 6 weeks that would benefit the Palestinian people they claim to represent. It would allow us to continue the improvements on the delivery of humanitarian assistance that we have seen over the past week. And those improvements have been significant and are ongoing. But if you didn't have active ongoing hostilities, UN and other partners could do even more to get humanitarian assistance in. And the bottom line is Hamas needs to take that deal. And they need to explain to the world and to the Palestinian people why they aren't taking it, because it is Hamas right now that is the barrier and the obstacle to a ceasefire in Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has repeatedly said that true security for Israel and the Palestinians must include a pathway for an independent Palestinian state. But as the secretary said earlier this year at Davos, the problem is getting from here to there. And of course, it requires very difficult, challenging decisions. As it stands now, Hamas, with yet another rejection of a ceasefire proposal, is showing it is not interested in making those decisions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.